When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself part of the family. We've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along.
Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture.
There isn't a lot to spare.
Who cares what every got we share?
If it's a chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty larder days. Why grouse? Always a chance we'll meet somebody to foot the bill. Then the drinks are on the house.
Have a banana.
Consider yourself our mate.
We don't want to have no fuss. For after some consideration we can stay.
Consider yourself one of us.
This is my daughter, Liza.
What's happening?
We're on television.
Oh! Hi, everybody.
Nobody tries to be la-di-da or uppity. There's a cup of tea for all. Only it's wise to be handy with the rolling pin when the landlord comes to call. Consider yourself our mate.
We don't want to have no fuss. For after some continuation, we can't stay.
Consider yourself.
Consider yourself.
Consider yourself.
Consider yourself.
One, two, three. One of us.
And dear listeners, I hope you will consider yourself part of the burgeoning fans of Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, Victorian NPR station. Well, that, of course, was from Oliver, and today we are going to celebrate its composer-lyricist Lionel Bart, one of the most unique individuals, certainly in the history of British musical theater and worldwide musical theater. That was, I'm sure you recognize, Judy Garland, who was a mite of Lionel Bart's, and her kids, Liza, Lorna, Joey, I think, for a Christmas special. And it just goes to show you how wide-ranging his influence was. And we will take a look at his career today. Well, Lionel Bart began his life as Lionel Bagleiter from Stepney, which was a Cockney section of England, of London, in 1930. And he went on to be certainly the most important songwriter, producer, theatrical entrepreneur between Noel Coward and Andrew Lloyd Webber on the West End, and in many ways exceeded them in certain capacities. And he was very brash, very clever fellow, and he got his career initially writing pop songs. He discovered a young guy named Tommy Hicks, who he thought had a good voice for recording pop tunes, but maybe he should change it to Tommy Steele. So Tommy Steele went on to become one of the greatest stars in London in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Here he is singing an early Bart pop song called A Handful of Songs.
Got a handful of songs to sing you. Can't stop my voice when it longs to sing you. new songs and blues songs and songs to bring you happiness. No more, no less. Moreover, wherever we may roam to, or any shore where we may be blown to, we'll know that we're gonna feel at home to La Bella Musica. Jazz and cha-cha-jazz, calypsos and street vendor cries, strains of old refrains, sleepy time baby lullabies. I've got a handful of songs to sing you, I've got a heart full of love to bring you. True love for you, love and love's a thing you keep. So here's a handful of song, good and cheap. Just a handful of songs, just a handful of songs, only a handful of songs.
Used to be. There's Ted's with drain pipe trousers and Deb's in coffee houses, and things ain't what they used to be. There used to be trams, not very quick, got you from place to place, but now there's just jams, half a mile thick. Stay in the human race, I'm walking, they've stuck parking meters outside our doors to greet us. Now things ain't what they used to be. Oh, monkeys flying round the moon, we'll be up there with them soon. Things ain't what they used to be. Once our beer was frothy, but now it's frothy coffee. Well, things ain't what they used to be.
It used to be fun, Dad and old Mum paddling down South End, but now it ain't fun. Never mind, chum, Paris is where we spend our outings. Grandma tries to shock us all doing knees up rock and roll. Things ain't what they used to be.
We used to have stars, singers who sung a Dixie melody. They're buying guitars, blinkety-plonk, backing themselves with free chords only. Once we dance from 12 to 3, I've got news for Elvis P.
Things ain't what they used to. It's the lot we used to. Things ain't what they used to be.
Well, that was Max Bygraves from Things Ain't What They Used to Be, which was not really a musical, but more of a, what would I say, a kind of theatrical experience using music about Cockney life in London, which wasn't really celebrated in that way. It wasn't embraced sort of by mainstream. It was directed by the great director Joan Littlewood, and that put him on the map. He also had done a musical called Lock Up Your Daughters, based on a restoration comedy the year before, but that was 1959. And by 1960, he had come up with this idea, which seems insane, or seemed insane at the time, to adapt Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens, that Victorian author, everything in his novels are so depressing and difficult and social and critical. No! Said Lionel Bart, there is a show at the center of Oliver Twist called Oliver. And in 1960, it became a huge hit when it moved to London and ultimately worldwide. Here is Irene Krall, a great underappreciated cabaret singer, singing one of the many beautiful tunes from Oliver.
Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming? Where is he? Who I close my eyes to see? Will I ever know that sweet hello that's meant for only me? Who can say where he may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can name something? Where say where he may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone?
got a heart, hasn't he? Joking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the
situation. Can a fellow be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulations. I better settle down and get myself a wife. And the wife would cook and serve for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me the finger she will, nag at me the money she will take from me, a misery she'll make for me. I think I better think it out again. So, where should I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So a job I'm getting, possibly. I wonder how the boss will be. I wonder if he'll take to me. What bonuses he'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate. And all the wait, I think I better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad man, a bad man, I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation. But it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me? I don't care what they've got for me. But who will change the plot for me? I think I'll have to think it out again.
Well, can you be overly Jewish and overly hammy at the same time? Perhaps you can if you're Keith Michelle, but I love his theatrical rendition of reviewing the situation from Oliver. So certainly by the early 1960s, Lionel Bart's star was in the ascendant. He had a huge hit. Oliver was moving to Broadway. A number of people, including Shirley Bassey and Sammy Davis, had recorded songs from the score. And he became a real, I don't know, what would you say, sort of like Andy Warhol and Liza Minnelli in the 70s in New York. He was in the papers all the time with a fairly extravagant lifestyle. So it was only a matter of time before that other, or the great British enterprise of the 1960s, along with the Beatles, which was Bond. The Bond producers reached out to him to write a fantastic title number. It's not Tony Newley. It's not Leslie Bricus. It's not John Barry. It's all Lionel Bart, sung by Matt Munro.
From Russia with love I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia. Love. I've seen places, faces, and smile for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. in case you'd say no. To Russia I flew, but there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia with love.
Ah, a great Bond theme song by Lionel Bart, who we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Well, now we'll get into some of the shows you probably don't know or you may not know well because they never came to America, but they also were huge hits for Lionel Bart in England. This was Blitz. Blitz was a big, huge honkin' musical about London during the Blitz, during wartime in the 1940s, which Bart had lived through, with multi-generational stories and a love story at the heart and so on and so forth, a little bit like Noel Coward's Cavalcade. And Noel Coward went to the opening night of Blitz, and even though he was a fan of Bart's, he said, "It was twice as long and twice as loud as the real thing." But it's got a great score. Here is a beautiful number called Far Away, sung by Grazina Frame from Blitz.
Pray you can, then perhaps. show that Fuhrer is surer than surer that he will sooner get his. If he was much littler, he will disappear. He's a nasty little basket with a black mustache, and we won't have him here. He was a paper hanger when he started his career as Mrs. Schickelgruber's only son. Oh, dear Adolf, drop the clanger if he thinks he's coming here. We don't want any paper hanging done. So,
who's this king's alibi? Who does he think he is? We'll show that you're up, it's your up, it's your up, that he will soon get his. If he was much of it, he would disappear. He's a nasty little basket with a black mustache, and we won't have him here.
They say he had a father, and his father had his fun. He stayed around to see how long it lasted. Then Adolf come along, and his papa went on the run. And that's why poor old Adolf's flabbergasted.
Who's his king's alibi? Who does he think he is? We'll show that you're up, it's your up, it's your up, and he will soon get his. If he was much enough, he would disappear. He's a nasty little basket with a black mustache, and we won't have.
That was a woman named Amelia Bainton. I don't know anything about her, but she's surely great in Blitz. She plays a Mrs. Blitzstein. Interesting. That's an in-joke, especially like American musicals of the 30s. But what a great song. I think some other words were probably heard on stage than we heard in that recording. Bart had a genius idea. During the Blitz in World War II in London, the voice that kept everybody going was Vera Lynn, who sang a song called We'll Meet Again. And he not only wrote a great pastiche of that song, he got Vera Lynn to sing it, quote unquote, on the radio during the show. Here is The Day After Tomorrow.
Serving somewhere in England. It was sent with love from Mum, Dad, Jean, and little Robert. And now for all our forces on land, sea, and air, our own forces sweetheart, Vera Lynn.
The day after tomorrow will be here soon. The day after tomorrow they'll play our tune, and we'll harmonize together, sweet and low, once again, dear. Just you realize, wherever you may go, I'm waiting.
Lonely, just think of me, and we'll never be really apart. told him no. Too late, I'm willing to consent. He says he will. So crazy heart, stay still. Away to a thrill and be content. In the land of promises, again am I riding high until I fall. Someone grand promises the earth, the sky. When should I believe it all? When you adore someone, though you are no one's fool, you pretty soon become one, open to ridicule. In the land of promises, a love is blind. They'll find a foolish hill. Cannot see, yet hope to be one day. In the land of promises, come true.
That was Rachel Roberts, great actress who many of you may know, is as the lead in Maggie May, which was a follow-up BART musical, I think 66, 67, about a prostitute in Liverpool. You know, not the most original story in the world, but had a great, great score and was also a big hit. Here is the kind of 11 o'clock number from Maggie May, sung by a big fan of BART's, and we're a big fan of Shirley Bassey.
It's yourself I love, don't you know? More than anyone, more than me. When you want my love, don't you know? What you went and done, don't you see? If there's anything I've left to give, I'll give it to you. If there's any life I've left to live, I'll live it for you. Why? My happiness, what's my world, what's my everything? It's yourself.
he goes again on his merry way. Heaven knows just when he will homeward stray. Comes that day. No farewells and no goodbyes. Love, I'm ready to close my eyes. If you have to wander, does it matter if he's not with you just when you need his hand? Trust what he has to give you. Nobody else need understand. No farewell look. Read the ending of any book, and they always wander right back. So wander away.
Well, that was from a Lionel Bart flop, which pretty much did him in the late 60s, called Twang! ! About Robin Hood. And it was an unmitigated disaster. So many people were fired and hired, and he rewrote stuff, and it just didn't catch on. That's a song called Wanderer, sung by Maid Marian, played by Tony Eden on that recording. And you may ask, gee whiz, what happened to Lionel Bart? Well, success caught up with him in the late 60s, and he had a kind of downward spiral where he wasn't working and he wasn't working well. And his last real stage show was actually in America, called La Strada, based on a Fellini film. And he never came over to see it. He never came over from London to work on it. So other people like Martin Sharnan and Edward Thomas were brought over to work on it. Here is a snippet. It's the only thing I can really play for you. Bernadette Peters was in it, and here's a song recorded from the rear mezzanine. So our engineer, Sal Lerner, did a good job in giving you a taste of what remained of Lionel Bart in La Strada.
He does need me. Say the things he should. He acts the way he thinks he should, but all the same, I'll play this game his way as long. As long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong. As long as he needs me, if you are lonely,
Well, that's a number you all know. Probably Lionel Bart's most popular ballad, Torch Song. That was sung very recently by Veronica Swift, who's a great, great cabaret artist, an album called This Bitter Earth. So he's still very much with us. Well, here is the reason I decided to do Lionel Bart, a really super talented cabaret artist, singer, actress, Natalie Douglas, has just released an album called Back to the Garden on Club 44, the label Club 44. And here is a Lionel Bart song written for Shirley Bassey to audition for the film of Oliver in 1966. And the producers chickened out. They didn't want a black leading actress in Oliver. So it went by the wayside until Natalie Douglas rediscovered it for us. So just to show you that Lionel Bart's tremendous talent lives on in the 21st century. He died right before 21st century began. But here we are to enjoy his work. And here is Natalie Douglas with He Lives in a World of His Own. So enjoy it.
When he lives in a world of his own, how do you make a man listen when the man you love stands alone?
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.